Ladies and gents, straights and bents, good evening and welcome to Tranny Bingo. Please don't waste your time with flash photography during the show. These pictures don't show up on film. So sit back, relax, and gents, watch your backs as we welcome the girls from Tranny Bingo. Girls, get your balls in a row.
Tranny Bingo, a night of laughs, drinks, bingo, and the entertainment and the animated personalities of drag queens. It was first created by Daniel Floyd, also known as Penetration, in Bondi 17 years ago. This week, Tranny Bingo, as well as 10 pubs who promote the night, have been sent letters by Allen's law firm requesting them to stop using and promoting the term tranny. Catherine Wolfgram, a transgender woman, hired the law firm at the request for them to stop using the word because it is, quote, highly offensive and distressing to her. Producers Ellie and Monica went to the Balmain Hotel Wednesday night to experience their first Tranny Bingo and to speak with some of the ongoers at the event.
I don't get offended personally because I don't have any lived experience associated with, I guess, the experience of a transgender person or a person from the LGBTQI community. But I wouldn't like the word being used if it was offensive to someone in that community.
Yeah. And do you think that the people who are performing on these nights mind about the word being used to advertise?
Well, I think it sort of sends the indication to us as the audience that they don't mind because they are the ones performing. And they're also, you know, dressed as drag queens, so they obviously are within that space and they are using the word openly, so it sort of makes us feel more comfortable with the word being used.
Yeah. Do you guys think that people in the trans community mind about the word being used to, like, advertise or maybe being used as, like, a bit of a novelty to attract people into the venue?
It's just like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. They're referred to as queens.
Yeah.
So in this situation, I think it's bringing a positive light to something.
But Tranny Bingo has already decided on another name.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're transitioning our name. Stay tuned, we're going to be called Gender Bender Bingo. Well, the way I feel tonight, it's better if it was Gender Blender. Let me tell you, because I've done a lot of blending and I feel like I've gone through one to get here this evening. Actually,
Gender Bender Bingo will now be the new name for the famed and popular Tranny Bingo. Although a solution has already been made and changes will roll out soon, people at the event did not think that the term was offensive at all. They encourage people to have open minds, to come out and experience what the night is like, and if they have questions, to just ask. Tranny Bingo has until December 22nd to meet the demands and change the name.